Tsunami survivors and aid workers in the Solomon Islands complained today that relief efforts are chaotic and slow. As the disaster's scale became more clear, the UN warned that thousands face the threat of dangerous diseases. Officials are worried about possible malaria and cholera outbreaks because of unsanitary conditions. Chief Executive for Caritas Australia, Jack de Groot, explained the difficulties of implementing a relief operation.
At the best of times, the communities affected by this tsunami and earthquake are in very remote areas of the country. And at the best of times, access to these island communities is by slow boat, really, canoe, small craft. It's not an area that is known for many people visiting. It's an area that has very small airstrips. And the biggest airstrip, Munda, can land a large Air Force cargo plane, but they're not used to that sort of arrival. So remoteness is one issue. The other is actually communications in the area. This is an area that really it's VHF radio systems through mission stations at the different churches that is the only forms of communication. And some of those radio stations and their bases have been destroyed.